Welcome to part two of the Yoga for the Vagina Layer 1 Introduction, your practice. As you'll discover once you start your first sequence, there are some key components that make this Yoga for the Vagina, as opposed to any other exercise or meditative practice. I'll briefly walk you through a couple of those now so you know what to expect and how to approach these parts of your practice with a sense of ease and understanding. Tuning in. Yoga for the Vagina, it's a heart-centered practice that invites you to let go of your thinking mind and let your heart guide you through the practice. This is why we always begin each practice by connecting with our breath to help center us in our body. Then we fill ourselves up with love as part of what I call the love wrap. And from there, we're able to gain connection with our heart, our inner voice, or our true self. This is what we call tuning in, tuning into ourself, getting connected to our inner wisdom. While I'll be guiding you through each sequence, once you've tuned into your heart and established this connection with your inner voice, I urge you to trust that inner voice. If I invite you into a pose that doesn't feel right, let your inner voice guide the way. Trust yourself above all else in these practices. Everything in this course, it's an invitation. Let your true self accept or decline that invitation. Sipping, the most important exercise. I know some people can experience a little fear or apprehension when starting out with the jade egg. So please know that this practice, it's an invitation, it's not mandatory. You can still gain benefits from doing the exercises without the egg inside. And once you feel ready to start using the egg, then please do. I really encourage you to listen to your inner voice and be guided by what feels right for you at any given moment. Now, when it comes to using your egg, you can't just insert it in and go for it. Your vagina doesn't like having things pushed inside it and will most likely contract if you try. Contraction leads to tension. Tension can lead to vaginal scarring. Vaginal scarring leads to vaginal trauma. And if you're holding any trauma in the vagina, then deep, juicy orgasms will elude you. Not to mention the fact that vaginal trauma leads to illness and prolapse of our lady parts. For that reason, you must do the full warm-up, which includes massage and a couple of gentle poses to help wake up your body, and in particular, your vagina. The vagina loves to be entered slowly with love and honor, which brings me to share with you the most important exercise you will learn in this series, sipping. Sipping is essentially training the vaginal muscles to sip the egg inside on its own. Most women have lost the ability to sip things inside of them because we're so used to having things pushed in there all the time. Tampons, fingers, dildos, penises. When this happens, the muscles designed to pull things inside, they atrophy. This is normal, it's extremely common. In fact, when I started using a jade egg, it took me nearly 5 months of regular practice to be able to wake the muscles back up so I could sip the egg inside. So when you first begin, if your vagina doesn't do anything, don't despair, that's normal, and all it takes is practice and a whole lot of patience to get the muscles working again. And that is what the 30-minute sequences are for. Each sequence allows a full 3 minutes to practice sipping. Use this time to explore and play with your jade egg in a new way. If you want longer to practice sipping, you can always pause the audio. So, how do we sip the egg inside? As you massage your vulva with the large end of your jade egg and allow it to find a nice angle for entry, you then rest there. Take a few deep breaths, allowing your vagina to soften a little bit more on each exhalation. This helps your vagina get comfy with the jade egg and relax open. It's a little meet and greet before your vagina invites it inside. When you're ready, the large end resting against your vaginal opening, inhale and sip the jade egg, let your vagina reach for it. Then as you exhale, relax the grip and yawn your vagina open. This will create a vacuum that will suck the egg inside. Then simply continue this pattern of inhaling and squeezing, exhaling and yawning open. It often helps to yawn open your mouth as you yawn open your vagina, as they're intimately connected internally. You may also like to rock your pelvis back and forward to help encourage the egg inside. Experiment to see what works best for you. Learning to sip the egg, it really is an art, so don't expect it to happen in one or two sittings. For many of us, it will take months, so patience really is the key. What's also important to understand here is that sipping, it's not a goal-oriented practice. You need to stay connected to your heart so you can go on a journey. If the egg doesn't want to go in, that's okay. That in itself is perfection. It's about growing more in tune with yourself, and you want to have fun with this. If it's not fun, stop. The art of the squeeze. A core focus of yoga for the vagina is squeezing and releasing your egg. This is where we need to talk more in depth, because how you squeeze and how you release your egg is vitally important to the health of your reproductive system. In order to have a well-functioning pelvic floor, you need to balance good pelvic tone with a well-developed capacity to release pelvic tension. Not only does too much tone in the vagina inhibit orgasm, an overtoned pelvic floor, or one that hasn't learnt to relax and release, can be a great obstacle in natural vaginal births. Too much tone can also create so much tension in the pelvic cavity that it creates weakness and thus sexual health problems. We can take all things to extremes, but in most cases, this doesn't promote a healthy, happy pelvic floor. We'll explore this in much more depth once we arrive at the luscious lady part sequence, but until then, simply know that for lifelong functional integrity, we need to balance our squeeze with our release. We're seeking out tone and suppleness as opposed to a hard-as-rock vaginal six-pack. Let your squeeze be gentle and let your release be full. We're going for a full release, and when you feel like you can't let go anymore, invite your vagina to melt open that little bit more. Now, when women start out with the jade egg, it's extremely common to squeeze and nothing actually happens down there. Or when you start to learn how to move the egg up and down the vaginal canal, it stays put. Once again, we need to wake the muscles back up. The best way to help this process is to visualize the squeeze and release. If you continue to visualize and imagine the egg moving, over time the central nervous system will develop actual nerves to those muscles. When you see yourself doing something in your mind, the body thinks you're actually doing it and creates the physiological changes required for that to be your reality. Contracting your muscles, thinking about it and visualizing it at the same time also increases the blood flow to that area, which helps with arousal, making you more sensitive to the subtle energy. So if at first you're not sure you feel anything, simply imagine it happening, and day by day, just like working out at the gym, those muscles will develop and the egg will start to move and respond to your contractions. Throughout your practice, really focus on making it a sensual experience. Touch yourself lovingly, your breasts, your ovaries, anywhere on your body you're drawn to. Be with wherever your body is at. Poses and exercises. Each Yoga for the Vagina sequence includes specific poses and exercises designed to help awaken and heal the body. Each pose works with the breath to help clear stuck energy so that you feel vibrant and alive with a clear mind and a sense of purpose. You'll find a description of the exact benefits, or gifts as I like to call them, at the end of each pose description in your sequence manuals. Please know that the purpose of yoga for the vagina is not to contort your body into weird and wonderful shapes. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's flexibility, strength, and fitness levels are different. Different and perfect, just the way they are right now. Each of us is a diamond with many facets, each with its own unique shine. And for that reason, I encourage you to adapt the poses to suit your body. You'll notice in the sequence manuals, there's a section called Other Ways. These are different options of doing each pose so that you can modify the posture to suit your individual body shape and level of fitness. There is no perfect postures in yoga for the vagina. There is only you being present in your body as you carry out a pose and allow your body to melt into it. Choose sensation over shape. That is where the most benefits are derived. If you find the other ways offered are beyond your ability right now, that's totally okay. Simply spend the time in base position, imagining yourself in the pose, doing the vaginal squeezes and releases as directed. If you find you can only hold a pose for a fraction of the time allotted, that's okay too. Honor that. Hold it for as long as you can, gently come back out of it, take a few breaths, and when you're ready, re-enter the pose. Or simply come into a restorative pose such as base position or child's pose and use that time to visualize being in the pose. If you spend most of a sequence in one of these restorative poses, you've given your body exactly what it needed. Something else to keep in mind is that your body's flexibility can vary from day to day and can be influenced by your emotional state. For this reason, start each practice with a beginner's mind. No expectations. Simply be with what arises within the practice each moment. Accept what is. Don't compare yourself to others or where you're at yesterday, 5 years ago, or earlier that day. Be present to where you're at in this moment and simply let your body guide you on where it wishes to go. Healthy versus unhealthy pain. The old adage, no pain, no gain, couldn't be further from the truth. If you're in pain, you're doing your body damage. It's that simple. When you feel pain, that is your body communicating to you, telling you to stop. And I really encourage you in your practices to listen out for those warning signals and pay close attention to them. Safety, it's actually pretty easy. All you need to do is avoid unhealthy pain. Pain is your friend in that it instantly tells you when something is not right for your body. It doesn't matter what an instructor or anyone else might say, your body is yours and it knows when something doesn't work for it. Hence why yoga for the vagina includes a raft of other ways to do each pose. Healthy pain, on the other hand, is when you stretch just beyond your comfort zone. As soon as you notice your body resisting the stretch, pause. Take a nice slow, deep breath into the area of resistance, and as you exhale, invite that area to release and soften. When you take this considered approach, you'll feel a release in the myofascial fabric of your body that will allow a gentle deepening of the stretch, allowing a gradual change in the articulation of your bones and skeleton. If you push through this first level of resistance without this kind of aware approach, then you'll feel unhealthy pain and you will run the risk of injury. Pushing through your body's natural resistance into a stretch is one of the best ways I know to injure yourself. Another great way to get an injury is to try and work through an injury. Re-injuring an injury, even just a minor one, can cost you a lot of time in healing. Each body has its own limits in its current state of awareness, so listen to your body above all else. And if you're not sure how far to stretch, go into any pose softly and gently and listen to the feedback your body will give you. Enter each pose slowly. If something hurts, stop. If you feel resistance, breathe into it and allow the release, for that is where the healing happens. Use props. They can be really good in helping you hold the pose. Use your options and ease your way into each pose, knowing that if you feel a yummy stretch, that really is all that matters. It's not about how far into the pose you can go. It's about how you feel in your body inside the pose. That is what creates healing, not being able to turn yourself into a pretzel. It's also important to know that any mental discomfort that arises as you hold poses is part of releasing the past and letting go of the holding patterns within your body. The mind doesn't like to be forced into holding still and being in meditative poses. So if you experience negative mind chatter, your greatest tool in this practice is to focus on your breath. Let your breath guide you out of your mind and back into your body. Simply notice the sensations in your body without judging them as good or bad. Bring awareness to them and simply be with them. That is what will allow any uncomfortable sensations to dissolve. The more you fight it or try to control it, the more it will persist. As they say, what you resist persists. Hence why I encourage you to simply be with your practice. This is all about learning how to be more allowing, learning how to surrender into the practice as much as surrender into life. Ending your practice. Once you bow to yourself, you may like to do some journaling after your practice to give voice to anything that arose as you move through the sequence, or to simply create the space for some dedicated one-on-one time with your true self. Our true self has a lot of wisdom to share with us if we carve out the time in our day to listen. And journaling is a simple way to gain a stronger connection to the voice within. I also suggest drinking a full glass of water at the end of your practice to help fully hydrate your pelvic floor and keep the muscles of the pelvic floor and psoas plump and ripe. It will also help flush out the toxins and trauma you've released from your physical body during your practice. We're releasing so much when we engage in this practice. When it comes to your egg, it's up to you whether you leave it inside and carry on with your day, or whether you get down into a squatting position and practice bearing down to quite literally lay your egg. If you do choose to lay your egg at the end of your practice, don't be surprised if to begin with, you don't have the pelvic strength to push it out. Spend a couple of minutes practicing to help strengthen and awaken these muscles. Then on an exhalation, gently pull on the string to help the egg come out. If you choose to leave your egg in, you'll gain great benefits as your vagina plays with the egg throughout the day and builds strength from holding it inside. Know that in most cases, your vagina will decide when it's had enough by pushing the egg out. This may happen a few minutes after you stand up or many hours later. When the egg pushes out, do not push it back in. Your muscles are fatigued and need a break. Don't get disheartened or worried. It's simply your vagina's way of saying, I've had enough for today. This isn't about trying to keep the egg in all day. It's about allowing your vagina to do the healing it's ready to do and not trying to push it beyond that. Simply walking around with the jade egg inside works a lot of muscles without you needing to physically do anything. So really respect your body. In a very small amount of cases, some women may feel a little pain during or after their practice. If this happens, don't be alarmed. This is not uncommon. It's like when you go to the gym. The first time you work out, you're left with sore muscles afterwards. If you've never used your vaginal muscles in this way, it's possible they'll feel a little tired or weary. That said, pain or cramping is not something you want to aim for as a sign of a productive workout. If you do experience pain or cramping in the middle of a practice, stop. Don't push through anything that is painful. You want to keep your practice as loving as possible. Be with the sensations, and once they subside, either end your practice or gently continue on as you feel guided. Leave a day between practices, then come back to your practice, being mindful to be really soft in your approach. This practice is not like a personal training session where the aim is to push your body to its limits. It's designed to be a nurturing, loving activity that gently builds strength and sentience in your vagina. Healing warning. As with any natural healing modality, sometimes when we begin healing ourselves, the symptoms will become worse before they get better. The reason for this is that by engaging in a powerful healing practice like yoga for the vagina, you're inviting underlying issues to come up to the surface to be resolved. We can only heal ourselves by feeling ourselves, by bringing our conscious awareness to that which we may not have been fully aware of before. You may have had something dormant lying in your vaginal tissue, for example, thrush, and the jade egg draws it to the surface to finally be healed. These sequences will awaken your natural healing energy. As the energy wakes up, it will start to clean up the body and emotions. So don't be surprised if you experience detox symptoms. For other people, what comes up will be more emotionally based. Emotions are simply energy in motion, stuck energy rising to the surface for resolution. Don't try to push these emotions aside or push through them. Let them move, don't resist them. It's the resistance that causes the pain, not the emotion itself. On the other side of the resistance is the insight and clarity needed for healing. In order for us to heal ourselves of unhealthy patterns and behaviors, past traumas and events, physical sickness and emotions, we need to be willing to feel what we've suppressed. Any physical health issue is suppressed emotion. That's why you want to practice leaning into the emotion or physical sensation in the body. If any fear, anger, shame, or other uncomfortable emotion arises, be with those emotions or thoughts. Sit with them, as that is what allows the healing to happen naturally. The sequences in this series create the space for these old hurts and patterns to resolve so you can heal at a pace that is organic for you. Allow yourself to experience your full range of sensations, even the ones you would normally label as bad or uncomfortable. You want to be able to move through the polarities of life without judging them as good or bad, and simply see them as the learning experiences that are part of a life well lived. I felt it important to touch on this healing process so you know it's nothing to get worried about. Know that you will only be faced with what you're ready to heal. If this happens, it's all part of the healing process, and the more accepting you are of this beautiful journey, the quicker the symptom will resolve. So embrace the emotions, the physical symptoms, love them for showing you what needed healing, and so shall you be healed.